The shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning to Manning the Watch. Thank you for listening to us this morning. I said that backwards. Sorry, everybody. And thank you for listening to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. The air conditioner over there is throwing me off a little bit. And well, good morning, everybody. Sorry about that. Dad is with me, like always.
Yeah, we kind of do things backwards in here.
Yeah, that's fine. That's what happens when you're born in Kentucky and Ohio and all. And Frank is with us this morning.
Good morning.
So it's been an interesting week. I'm not as totally prepared as I normally am. You know, school just started for me, and all these upper level classes are pretty deep, so a lot of my attention is on that. Most of my classes are online, so I'm sitting in front of a computer a lot. I'm trying to change the location of where my butt is sitting every so often. I go to the library and try to, you know, there and there's some different places just so I'm not sitting in the house all day long, but it's a lot of fun. I like taking classes. I like learning. You know, I like the whole system of learning and all of that. So it's a lot of fun. But school has started, you know.
Yeah, we got our boy in school.
Yeah, he's been in school and all, and he's doing good. A lot of vets in my class. There's only 15-ish of us in that class that I actually go to the classroom to do. And most of us go from one class to the next. It's just two classes at night. And there's all of the vets that were with me last year, and there's a couple, three more. So it's nice to see, you know, more folks, more vets using their GI Bill and all. And I would give a lot of credit or acknowledgement to the veterans rep out at Shasta College. Her name is Julie Fisher. She makes it easy for us, the veterans, to get the paperwork done, get through the process, and it's not holding our hands, but she makes it easy for us. So when I made that transition from Shasta College to Chico, and I already, you know, after doing it over there for a year, I had a good idea what to do. But she's always a phone call or an email away, even though, you know, I'm not there anymore to help with something. So that's nice to have that person, that subject matter expert there. And, you know, she can really, really help you through that, all of that paperwork. And especially when you first get started, there's so much paperwork to go through.
And she's a specialist just for veterans.
Yes, and that's all she deals with, right, is just vets there. And, you know, last summer was, you know, we had the fires going on, and, you know, the school was an evacuation point for a couple of weeks. No employees could get in there. Her first day back, she jumped on all of it and made sure that all of us were still, you know, getting our, you know, some folks rely on that monthly stipend from the VA for the GI Bill money as their living allowance, you know. So that's, you know, was nice that she took that extra time and, you know, and made sure all that was done. The veteran rep for Chico, you know, he's all the way down in Chico, and he's got a big office, and he's got a lot of people, a lot of work-study folks that come and go out of that office, and they get it done. But I also understand there's I don't want to say a revolving door with the students down there in his office, but I'm sure he probably has to spend a lot of time retraining people and showing them how to do and then following up with that. And the volume and the number of students that go through his office is probably considerably higher than Julie's office, you know. But Julie Fisher is amazing out there. I was glad I got to meet her.
Wasn't she some kind of high muckety muck in her field?
Who, Julie?
Yeah.
No, I don't. I think Julie's been doing that for a number of years out there. Yeah. So it was nice. It's nice. But school has started, and you know, there's a There's a lot of us sitting in front of computers right now. I'm not playing video games, trying to educate ourselves. So it's completely different than when you were in school, Dad, and when back in your day, Frank, you know, so much of it is done on the computers now.
Yeah, all we had to worry about was keeping our chisel sharp so we could get it in the stone. You
know? Yeah, right in the clay tablets, you know. The system of learning has changed so much. You know, my son's in eighth grade, and so much of what he does is on the computer through a variety of different, you know, programs. But one thing, it's easier for the teachers to track it because you can see, you know, a test or something is graded instantly and put up into their whatever the 60 Aries, whatever that's called. I'm sorry if I said that one wrong, but and I can see it right away. I can see what grade he got and everything.
It like goes up into the cloud and
it goes somewhere. I don't know, that's way above my pay grade, but you know,
that's got to beat having to go through folders and paper to see, you know, for 30 kids who's doing what. Now you just push a button and flip right through them.
But also, I think that leads to. Like my son has very, very poor penmanship. That kid cannot, he's writing the correct thing. It's just the lettering and all is horrible because everything he's doing is on the computer and it's typing, you know, or moving a mouse around and clicking on things. So the writing skills, they don't even teach him cursive anymore. None of them know cursive. When you write something in cursive, they look at you like you're writing in a different language.
It also cuts the cost of having to buy books. Like you used to have to buy this book, that book, this book, and carry them around with you. Everything's on a computer.
Well, he has one book, and because there's two. He's got an A class and a B class, and his one class, he's got a book in it. I think it's a history book. And it's pretty hefty. That's the only actual book he has. Now, myself, I have five 300-level classes, and the only book I had to buy was a little book. It's not a textbook. It's, the author wrote it. It's emotional intelligence, something or other, and it was $20 at Barnes & Noble's. And we're going to take a test on that later in the semester. But all of my actual textbooks, they're all online. And instead of paying $300-$500 for a book, I pay $125 through McGraw-Hill, and it's all on my computer. Anywhere I go, I can just log on to it, do the homework, read the chapters, answer questions, take quizzes, and take tests, and move on. So I don't even lug books around. I don't even have a textbook, you know.
That's what I'm saying. It cuts the cost down to buying books.
And I understand, you know, when you're printing out those books, you know, those college books are usually, you know, a couple, 3 years, and then, you know, that edition is gone. And this way they can at least make adjustments almost on the fly, you know, or when a semester's over and then next semester starting, well, we need to change this data was wrong and change it, and students would never know, you know. So that in that way, and you're cutting down on all of that cost of just printing and cutting more trees down and, you know, more books that are just going to become obsolete in a couple of years anyway. So most of them are probably obsolete when they're printed, you know, in the first place. So. You know, it makes it a little easier, a little bit easier. And so I do like the fact of I own, you know, mostly I carry around my laptop, a couple of binders to take notes with, and, you know, and that's really it. In the supply chain class, I haven't even had to take a note in that yet. And that one, I seem to already have a grasp of that. Frank and I should know that, but we're dealing with all the warehouse stuff back in the day, huh? We've got that master, you know. So, well, we're going to take a quick break. Thank you for listening to Manning the Watch on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is a second-generation, locally-owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993 and one of only four AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423. Advanced Automotive.
Market volatility has become a fact of life. What does this mean for your investments? Are you aware of and prepared for the risks volatility poses to your portfolio? Should you consider changing your specific holdings or the mix of assets in your account?
Rick Hill and Rory Greek Financial Advisors, the Pathfinder Group at Morgan Stanley, can give you insights about these and other questions and can also suggest strategies that may help better prepare you for the market's ups and downs.
Please call Rick Hill or Rory Greek Financial Advisors at the Redding, California branch at Rick Hill or Rory Greek at 223-4200.
Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Hey, guys. I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum pipes to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
There are ones completely wasting, out of work and down.
Welcome back to Manning the Watch with Doc, and thank you for that, Jared. That's always nice. Well, I took up the whole first segment about school. I'm passionate about school, passionate about, you know, we need to keep educating ourselves. We need to keep learning and on. Even my Marines, you know, that I talk to, you know, we're scattered all over the country, and but it's nice to see the guys that are continuing to learn or go back to school, and all they're the ones that keep, you know, progressing forward in their lives. And so I'm really big on education, you know, especially our kids. Yes, off air, Frank, you are 100% right. The way we learn now is completely different. You know, I graduated high school in 89, and the computers then were in no way at all capable of doing what we do right now with them. So
it reminds me of your first computer. It was a Commodore
64. 64, yeah.
And you had to hook it up to your TV.
yeah. But I also learned DOS. So, and I also know what the function keys are for, and no one uses the function keys anymore because they don't know what they're there for. They're there for a function, you know, and if you hit, you know, control, then that it does something, and you hit, you know, another button, and it does something else. So if you know all of those things, you don't always have to use, you know, your mouse to click through things. But I'm really passionate on that. You know, it's important.
Yeah.
It's important, and if you want to get up in front of people and talk about something you're passionate about, you better have put the time in and, you know, and study and all. We just had the elections this week, and for District 1, I think it's District 1, if I'm wrong.
District 1.
And all, you know, that was interesting. The two ladies seemed to have, you know, bubbled up to the top there. And I personally thought Patrick Jones would have done a little bit better.
Well, he took Shasta County 100%.
Well, yeah, I figured, and I knew that we knew he would take Shasta County because this is where he's from. But I just figured, you know, overall he would have done a little bit better. Maybe if there wasn't five people running, he would have done. Yeah.
The money that came in for the Republican woman was outstanding, and they got $190,000 or more from all over the country. They came.
Yeah. So we'll see the two ladies. They'll have the runoff in November, if I'm right, and then they won't be in that seat for very long, and then they'll be right back on the normal rotation for that.
And then they got to vote again.
Yeah. So we'll get to look forward to that for the next year and a half, and all. So that's over, but now we're kind of coming in. It's Labor Day weekend. I don't know if anybody's been watching, but yesterday there seemed to have been accidents all over the place. I-5 had the semi roll over, and some people went running up into the hills, and the traffic jam behind that. There was a big accident all the way down there, you know, by Cottonwood. 299 had an accident. 44 had an accident. So there's a lot of chaos yesterday, and
everybody going somewhere for the holiday.
Everybody trying to get somewhere in a hurry, you know. This morning when I was driving out, I did notice a lot of CHP, you know, all over.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so good on them.
Well, they announced that today we're going to do a big watch and look and bus.
Yeah. Yeah. And hopefully through the cone zone, they can do, you know, slow traffic down in there a little bit. So, you know, when I drive home after school, it's late. It's like 9 o'clock, and it seems to be the traffic is going a lot slower through there right now than it was last school year when it first got up and going. So it's nice to see that everybody's starting to really, you know, pay attention to that right now. And you don't have anywhere to go if you bounce off that little white wall they put all the way down the road there. The only place you have to go is right underneath the wheels of a semi right next to you. So, you know. Do you get to go up and drive up and down the freeway, Frank?
Right now? Absolutely.
Yeah, it's,
absolutely. You know, go down to Anderson a lot and over to the Veterans Home a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. I tend to cut around the back, the east side of town and come into Cottonwood the back way and on, just to avoid the freeway as much as I can right now. So,
I've noticed tourists a lot will be going north or south when they come to where the ball is. They seem to slow down.
Yeah.
Like I guess they're checking it out.
Yeah.
And then speed back up and it starts accordion.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, this morning we had a gentleman with Idaho plates on. I don't know what that guy thought he was going to do, but he wasn't going to do it around me. My truck's bigger than yours. You're going to wait for me, you know. And I was like, yeah, have a little common sense, you know. So we have a lot. So have a lot going on in town right now, and they're trying to knock out as much as they can before, you know, the rainy season, you know, comes back around. So it'll be interesting over the next couple of months. It looks like the 290 or the 273, they got most all of that done down there in Anderson. So it's a little smoother ride down through there. Right now a lot of places have the tree companies, they're out cutting trees off from the power lines all over the place. So they're, you know, speaking of that, they were out Kenyon Road, and there was a big accident on Kenyon Road yesterday, too, down by the China Gulch turnoff, you know. So that always seems to be, I think that's a church right there on the other side of that intersection. That always seems to be a hot spot because people are going so fast, you know, through there.
They're not noticed they're coming up on that until it's right there.
And also, I don't know, I don't go that way very often. Maybe once a year if I'm going to go out, and Dad and I have a buddy that lives out there and go check on him, but I rarely drive up there. I just don't like driving up that little intersection there where the casino is because it always seems to be chaos right there. And I know they try to do some stuff with the lanes right there, but it just made it harder to me. It's like, whoa.
It just confuses people.
You know, and everybody leaving that place seems to be in a hurry. They just kind of boom, blow right through there. So, you know, and all. But that's where we do the Marine Corps birthday is over there.
Yep, you know. That's coming up in November.
Yep, that'll be here before we know it. and all.
It's going to be on a Sunday this time.
Oh, yeah.
November 10th is on a Sunday.
Yeah, that'll work. You just can't stay late because a lot of people have to work the next morning, you know. So, and then we have the stand down coming up.
That's in October.
Yeah. And then we will have Star Spangled Catering on next week, and she does a lot over there for the stand down with the Chef Leedy.
Yes.
I ran into both of them last year over there when I was on Carl's show. So it was nice to see that. So that's coming around really, really quick. And it'll be here before we know it.
She just did a catering job last Saturday a week ago. Well, yeah, last Saturday a week ago for Patrick Jones.
Oh, yeah.
Down there at the BFW in Anderson.
Yeah. Like I said, I thought Patrick would have done a little bit more, but I knew in Shasta County we knew he would probably take it up here. But that's nice. We'll have them on the show. Maybe we can talk a little bit more about the stand down, what she does at the stand down,
and then she told me she was going to surprise you. She was going to bring some vittles.
Oh, okay.
Oh, good. Well, we're always good for vittles.
Yeah. Oh, never turn down that. So, but you have a little poster or card in front of you, and I know you want to talk about that.
Yeah, this is for Paisano Days 2019, Shasta Lodge 2453, Sons of Italy and Daughters of Italy are proud to present this. And we have some sponsors, which is Peroni, which is a beer, and then Anderson Jewelry, and Anderson also sponsors. And it's Friday, September the 13th from 5 to 10 in the evening, Saturday, September the 14th from 10 a.m. in the morning to 9 o'clock in the evening, and it's at the City Park in Reading. And we're going to have raffle baskets, kids' activity, culture, which I have a whole table full of culture, Italian culture, Italian food, arts and crafts. We've got a trio for playing music. And, of course, a double elimination bocce tournament and beer and wine. And to get the spaghetti dinner, you can buy tickets ahead of time, and you can purchase them over at Lulu's, or you can call John at 365-5978. And, of course, we're also going to have cannolis, which is always, they always have to make another 100. I think they're up about 800 now. Mm-hmm. And also the great grand raffle prize is a downtown dining extravaganza. And that's going to be all of the restaurants, the food places, the beer places, the pizza places, all in one big basket. And that's going to be the grand prize. And if you win that, you'll be eating and drinking for the rest of the year.
Well, I will say, I'm a car guy. Dad and I, car guys, and my grandfather, you know, I will say I have always, always been Ferrari. Ferrari, to me, when I go to car shows, if there's a Ferrari there, even if it's one of the lesser ones, I always gravitate towards them. There's nothing better than, you know, a bright red Ferrari sitting somewhere. You know, it just oozes, I'm going to take that road, and I'm going to straighten those corners out, as Grandpa used to say, and, you know, and do the best, you know, versus, you know, we all love our 57 Chevys, you know, or Chevelles or whatnot, but they don't do corners very well, you know, unless you heavily modernize them and do stuff, but.
Enzo knew what he was doing.
Yeah, that crazy old man knew what he was doing. There must be something in the food over there. So, and they still make beautiful, beautiful, beautiful cars, you know, and all. If that was, if I ever win the lottery, you know, and make a big chunk of money, I may not own any other things other than my pickup. I will own a Ferrari of some kind, you know. It's,
you would think that the Italians would use Ferraris as a police car.
they have some couple Lamborghinis they're using as police cars over there and all, but yeah, that'd be some, I'd be more than happy to get pulled over from a cop driving a Ferrari. Let me take a picture with you too, you know. So, all right, well, we're going to take a quick commercial break. Thank you for listening to Manning the Watch on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like preventive care, Our physicians are committed to keeping you healthy with the right vaccines and wellness checks for your children. For seniors, we can review prescriptions to make sure you're on track. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Come on, let's sit down together at the Black Bear Diner on Highway 5 in East Cypress and Redding. Stop by for a family-friendly atmosphere, bear-sized portions, and expansive menu. Enjoy breakfast all day with bear-sized portions of their hearty Bigfoot chicken fried steak and eggs, scrumptious bear claw French toast, and signature sweet cream pancakes. Good food, good friends, good times at a place that feels like home. The Black Bear Diner in Redding.
Black Bear feels like home.
Good morning, Redding. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Redding. Join the revolution.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Welcome back to Manning the Watch with Doc. Thank you for coming back to KCNR and all. So I was just listening to that last commercial, Coachmasters. It took me all the way back to like 1988. Those guys, I had a pickup and I got hit, and those guys really went out of their way, and they didn't charge me very much for it. You know, we knew one of the guys that worked there, and they did the work and got it painted and, you know, color matched and everything, and it didn't cost me that much money and all. So they did a lot of work, not to advertise for them, but I just remember that. I haven't heard that in a long time. Their building used to be bright orange forever, and now it's like a cream color, and you know, I thought bright orange, you can see it better, you know, driving down the road down there and all. So, but yeah, Frank and I, we were talking about still talking about the Ferraris and stuff off the air, and then we found out someone here, his dog's name is Enzo. So that's pretty cool. I'm not allowed to name my dogs anymore because I was naming them all after Simpsons characters, and that I was told no more. You know.
Didn't you make a Ferrari emblem?
No, it was a Lamborghini.
Lamborghini.
It was a Lamborghini. The big construction guys here in town years ago, they got that kit car. It's a black Lamborghini. You see it every now and again at the car shows. I forget what it is. It's all Chevy underneath of it and all. The Countach Lamborghini, but the emblems that are on there, I drew them, and then we cut them out of plastic, and then they had somebody else do some weird stuff to it, and I'll make it look like black chrome, I think is what they call it.
Yeah.
So the emblems on that, I did it all by hand because, you know, we didn't want to copyright anything, you know, or get in trouble for that, but... And all, but yeah, that was years and years and years ago. And all,
I just remembered because the car was at the car show that year.
Yeah,
and we were pointing out to everybody that you had done that emblem.
So that was a long. That was before my military time and my Ben Franklin Crafts time and all of that. I was a kid.
And you're still into vehicles.
Yeah, still into them. Well, I'm selling my 58 Chevy pickup, so if anybody wants a hot rod, it's ready to go. I'm not.
It's a rat rod.
It's not a rat rod. I want to make that clear. It is not a rat rod and all. It's set up to go and all. And it was a project of mine for a long time. And I want to move on to different projects now, and I don't spend as much time on it as I should, so it should go to somebody who will spend a little bit more time on it. And
as a project.
Yeah. An old vehicle like that is always a project, so if somebody has the time and the energy and they want to get in there, it's safe to drive. It goes straight. It stops, you know. You know, the headlights come on, you know, and all that good stuff, but, you know. I just set a point now in my life. I want to move on to different things, you know. There will always be another pickup for me to buy if I ever come back around to that. But I always get into my new truck and hit the little start button and drive away, and I don't have to work on nothing, you know. So, you know, if anybody wants
a project.
Yeah. I'll even call it Enzo if you want. You know, I don't whatever and all. I think for us, and I think Alien and I may be behind the curve on this, but we've decided this past year that we want to do traveling, but what we call traveling, somewhere that we can travel in maybe in one long day, you know, or anything. At some point, we're going to take Davis down. He's all into Harry Potter now. We want to take him to Universal, you know. But Aileen and I want to do the traveling. You know, maybe, you know, she's never seen Portland, she's never seen Seattle, you know, stuff like that, and also do that kind of stuff that we can just jump in a truck in a day or maybe a day, you know, long day, and the next morning get to somewhere and go. So I won't have time to be playing with an old truck and, you know, and stuff. So I know, Dad, you've had some old cars in your time. Grandpa Taylor had a bunch of hot rods, you know.
I think the oldest car I ever owned was a 48 Buick Special Deluxe, and it had the suicide doors in the back.
Yeah.
And it looked like a big old limousine.
Yeah.
Big flathead 8.
Yeah. Yeah, I know Grandpa Taylor would tell me about the older cars that he had, and when he first got his, he bought the 56 Bel Air, and it was the two-tone, the green, the white over the green, and we sanded it down, and we went somewhere, and he had them custom mix a haze gray. Because I think haze gray is actually a mix between gun gray and it's two grays mixed together. Yeah. And he had them custom mix those into rattle cans. And then we sat there and painted it. And it was like that for about 2 years until he got to when he was done with everything else, and then he painted it that tuxedo black.
Yeah.
You know, and all. But I just remember we called it, because he is Navy. That's, you know, he was on one of the battleships and all during the Korean War. But that was his. He called it the battleship. Grandma called it the battleship. Like, oh, I don't want to drive in the battleship. It's loud. It stinks. It makes noise, you know, and stuff. So.
But it's so fun to drive.
And then now, you know, I'm old enough. I just think if I were to ever get a 56, I'd turn it into, was it a... what's the one, the movie Black Lane Highway or with the 56? It's got the big scoop on it, and it's all done up. It's like a hot rod and all. It's like every time I see that movie come on, and I just watch it because that thing, those boys are just ripping across America. And
oh, yeah.
You know, it's like you can't get away with that stuff anymore. You know, no license plate, no nothing, you know. So, but fun stuff. Frank handed me a deal here, the 67th Annual Asphalt Cowboy Community Barbecue. I think I heard a commercial on the radio this morning for this. Lake Redding Park, it's the 8th, so that's coming up real soon. I think most of us have been around for a while, you know who the Asphalt Cowboys are, and they do a lot of events. They used to be a big part of the big car show and Cool April Nights, but I don't think they're part of that anymore. I think they did the pancake breakfast stuff there.
They still do.
They still do. I don't remember seeing them last year. And
it's a drive-through.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
oh, this is a drive-through. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, and I see on here they have a live auction. That's no surprise with those guys. So they are. Looks like 5-day, 4-night Shasta Lake Silverthorn houseboat vacation. So. And right down here, you're right. Okay, drive-through or eat at the park. And that's Lake Redding Park.
And it generally gets very busy right after the 49ers football game. It seems to me there's always a football game scheduled that day.
Yeah.
And right after the game's over is when they get this huge lineup.
Oh,
they're all the way out the street, all the way out Court Street. They come in there, and then they serve one right after another. It's just amazing. And just to let you know a little more, for at least 6 years when I was a little more healthy, I did the barbecue sauce, and I did that hour after hour.
Steering all that stuff.
Yeah, turning it, and then I had a little, besides the juice when they were cutting the beef, I put that in there too, and it was, then I had a secret ingredient I used to dump in there, but I'm not going to tell you what that was, and it was a lot of fun, but a lot of work. Just stir.
So the only thing I'll ask you about your secret ingredient, do you have to be over 21 to buy it, or can anyone buy it?
You got to be over 21.
So what I figured, yeah.
I had to put that in there, too.
So I think a few years ago, I think we went through there and just got it. But tri-tip and chicken seems to be a staple for a lot of those things.
And they have it all ready right there at tables and people serving. And they put, when you come and pay, you say what you want, and they put it on the windshield, chicken or beef. And they come down to the next one, and then the girls, boom, they put it right on you. Off you go.
Yeah. Lots of fun. Lots and lots of fun. And they do a lot in the community, too.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like they used to do a little more in the years past, but you can't miss them when they have their yellow shirts on.
Yeah,
you know,
for sure.
You can't miss them.
And they're in the parade, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Veterans Parade.
Yeah, a bunch of good guys. Good local organization that seems to have been around forever. You know, well, this is 67th. I wonder how long the Asphalt Cowboys have actually been around.
Well, at least.
67 years.
Yeah, because it was put together by the Sheriff's Department. And as people don't know, but actually the Asphalt Cowboys are posse.
Yeah.
Legal posses for them.
Yeah. Another thing that's coming up on the 14th is the car show down in Cottonwood. And we'll be here in the morning for that because it's Saturday the 14th. But that, you and I, seen the last few years, we always just drive over there and walk through and stuff. And maybe this year I'll have my truck in it with a big old for sale sign in the window. So if I'm out here on the 14th Dad's here by himself, and Dad and Frank are here by themselves, you'll know why.
Help!
Yeah. And also, well, we're going to take another quick break. Thank you for listening to Manning to Watch on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Have you been looking to purchase or refinance a home? Allow the team at Omega Mortgage Group to show you why so many of your friends and family, realtors and escrow officers, refer their clients to Omega Mortgage Group. Our low rates, simple application, fast escrows, and outstanding service really speak for themselves. Contact Omega Mortgage Group today at 223-1400 or visit us at omglending.com. Omega Mortgage Group is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID number 1253874.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Manning the Watch with Doc. Thank you for coming back to KCNR, your talk radio. Well, that's one of the lesser known Metallica songs, but I still very much appreciate it, Jared. Thank you. And on. Well, I was just asked. We haven't done pet peeves for a while, so I know, Dad, you've got one that you've been holding on to for a while, so go have at it.
It's about these vape things. Now, you cannot advertise tobacco products anywhere, pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, you used to have it on race cars and baseball fields, you know, and all that.
But they're advertising these vape things on TV.
And they, kids.
Yeah, I mean, they're giving them bubblegum flavors, cherry and all of that. How come they can advertise? I mean, it doesn't make sense to me.
Well, it's like anything else. It's new and it takes time for those laws to come through. But I do know, and it may have been mentioned during the news break over here, but I do know the Surgeon General just came out and said, no, those are not healthy. Those I don't know what they're going to do or how far the Surgeon General can go with it. But, you know, if there has to be a warning, if Surgeon General's warning on tobacco and alcohol, there should be no reason why it's not on there. And B, those little stores are popping up everywhere, everywhere. In Anderson, there's two, three, four of them in Anderson now, right next to the Starbucks. One just all of a sudden popped up there out of nowhere. You know, and it's great. People, young entrepreneurs, they want to do that and make some, put some money in their pocket. But let's make sure they're doing it the right way and selling it to the right people. We do know now there's some longer-term studies that are coming out. There's what it's doing to the inside of your lungs. And also, we'll see some changes, especially if the Surgeon General just came out and said something. We'll see some changes come in real quickly.
No, we can only hope so.
Yeah, you know, because we don't need anybody else getting hurt from that, you know. But, you know, people still smoke cigarettes, and you know what the long-term effects are on that. So, you know, you can only do so much, you know. And I'm glad that everywhere you go, you do see when you see the no smoking signs, you see no vaping either.
Yes.
You know, you can't do that. When we were at the park a few weeks ago, Frank, and all that event, there was somebody there, you know, in that group that was smoking. I was like, come on, man. No one wants to smell that. No one wants to be around that, you know. So I don't know. Somebody must have finally said something to him because he actually got up and walked away. So yeah, that's a good pet peeve. That's a good one, you know.
Yeah, well, we got a boy coming up here, and he's getting just about to the age where he would want to experiment because his friends are.
Yeah.
And, you know, I worry about everything.
Yeah. Well, they just had some kids play, some eighth graders play a prank at the school. Someone bought a whole bunch of little tiny, they're like 2 inches, baby dolls. And they put them all over the school. and his new teacher, or his new principal, is his old principal from his elementary school. And she wasn't having it. And he told me, you know, she came to the gym class each period and made sure that they understand that that's not going to work. I don't know how he did it with the old principal, but that's not going to work. And Davis did say he went to the restroom and each urinal and commode had one floating in it. And he just turned around, walked right back out because he didn't want to get in trouble, you know. And so he said they're all over the school. Everywhere you go, they were finding them. So that's kind of funny, you know.
That's kids being kids.
It's pretty harmless, you know. But
but the cleanup, you know.
Having to go find all. Though for 6 months, somebody will be walking. Oh, look, there's another one.
One in the bush.
There's
there.
One behind a book in the library or something, and that's pretty harmless, you know.
Yeah.
And all, but
The peeve I have is here on Saturday mornings.
Out front?
Out front.
Yeah.
And on Sunday mornings, out front. People riding their bicycles on the sidewalk. And I said, well, for God's sake, you're supposed to ride them out on the street, not on the sidewalk.
No, I don't know. What it is bicycles, if they're on the road, they're supposed to follow the rules of the road. And if they're on the sidewalks, you're supposed to follow the rules of being on the sidewalk, not going really fast and all that. The issue you get is well, I'm going to ride on the road over here because I can go right through that light, but I'm going to ride on the sidewalk here because then I can go across the crosswalk and I'm going to jump right back out in the road.
Which they do.
You know, and they can go back and forth and back and forth. But you're right, you know, here a couple of weekends ago when you and Aileen and I showed up, you two get out on the roadside, on the sidewalk side, and a guy went flying by on his bicycle. Have a little courteous on the sidewalk, because if you hit a person on the side, you're wrong. You shouldn't be going that fast, you know. But they do it right here next to the school too. They go cutting through there, and there's people that, you know, there's county offices and everything over there. People zipping around all the time. So, you know, hopefully, you know, they're paying attention, but.
You can wipe somebody out right at the intersection down there, you say, where you go to school for Chico.
Yeah. Yeah, I see it all the time. Yeah. My pet peeve, speaking about this over here, is why is the city of Reading going to tear down a third of the parking lot over here?
Yes.
If you drive over there at 3:30 in the afternoon any weekday, that parking lot's full, top and bottom.
Yes.
And they're going to take out over 200 spaces to put affordable housing there. It was ridiculous. The businesses on the corner, the businesses in the plaza there and across the street, you know, towards the railroad tracks, there's not enough parking as it is. Wilda's just closed their doors again, and his big complaint was there's not enough parking here during the day. And he makes all of his money during lunch, or he did, you know. Thankfully, he still had their other shop over in Churn Creek open because I love their chili dogs. And Aileen loves the Buddha bowls they have. But why is Reading tearing down a structure that's being used to put housing there? There's nowhere else in the city limits that Reading can build affordable housing, because we know all that's coming from grant funds and everything. Build it somewhere else, somewhere that makes sense to build it, and stop taking away the parking that's already there. Because if they keep taking away parking and students don't have anywhere to park for Shasta College during the day and Chico at night, and Chico wants to build up, have more and more degrees offered up here, they won't have anywhere for them to park. They won't go to school there.
Well, the other thing, too, if they build a affordable living,
yeah,
you hope that those people don't own a car. Because now
where are they going to park?
Yeah.
And we've already got a new apartment building going on the other side over there by the brewery and, right. You know, and all of that. So there's already going to be a lot of parking. Now, they're supposed to have the underground parking like it was before, you know, the underground parking for them. But there's still going to be people parking out there.
Absolutely.
And all. So I think it's ridiculous. When I heard that a couple of years ago,
yes.
I thought that was the most ridiculous thing I heard. And then when they broke ground on the other side, I thought, okay, maybe they changed their plans. But here recently,
yes.
That's come up again. I think it's ridiculous. I think whoever's running the city council or whatever, you need to think long term, not short term gain to get some grant money and all. You need to be processing things in a way that makes sense for the next generation that's down the road. Because if you tear that structure down and you build affordable housing there, or you build anything there, and all, even if it was a giant retail building, you build anything there, you kill the businesses downtown. And that's what's going to happen. I can see 5 years down the road from now, when that thing is up and running, there'll be hardly anything down there because there's no parking. There's already the Cascade Theater is right there. Our friend Roger from the Lions Club, he and his wife spent a lot of time and effort to promoting, and they just had a big thing going on there. They just had the big Star Wars event there and all. You know, where do you think a lot of people that go there for those events park? In that structure right there. Well, where are they going to park next? They're going to go down to the abandoned crack house hotel down the road and park down there, you know? So why build something when you've got two hotels in town that are shuttered, that are shut down and all? It doesn't make any sense to me. And I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Whoever's running it, whoever's making those decisions, are not making long-term decisions. They're making short-term money
revenue.
Right now,
yeah.
Not long-term revenue.
Yeah.
And all. So I have no problem speaking in front of people saying that's wrong. It's the wrong decision. And you're going to kill downtown. And we've spent the last 20 years trying to revive downtown, tearing down the old building on, you know,
open
right here,
up.
Opening it back up, all these shops opening up there, and the old Greyhound bus station got tore down, and that husband and wife that rebuilt that whole thing is a beautiful little section right there, and even here where we're at in this building, the Asian restaurant on the end, you know, there's something here. You put that building over there, you take the parking away, you're going to kill downtown. So, all right. Well, there was my pet peeve. And I'll say it again, and I'll say it again, and I will, if anybody wants, I'll go stand in front of the city council and tell them you're making a mistake. You're not making long-term decisions. You're making short-term decisions on all of that. So, anything else real quick? We got about a minute left.
Oh, I'm good.
You're good?
Yeah.
Well,
I'm ready for a Starbucks.
Yeah, that's about it, huh? And, well, you know, we'll have a guest. We'll have Star Spangled Catering on next week. Aileen will not be here. Yeah.
With her vittles?
Yeah. Aileen will not be here next week. So it'll just be the three of us and our guests and all. And, you know, maybe between now and then, Reading will start making some better decisions. We'll see. We'll hold our breath because whoever's running the city right now doesn't seem to be doing a very good job of it.
Well, miracles have happened.
Miracles have happened. And it's going to take a lot of people to stand up and say, you're out of that job. Get somebody else in there who knows what the heck they're doing. and on. We've just had one round of voting. You know, we'll have some more voting coming up.
Yep.
All right. Well, everybody have a good weekend. You have the watch, and we will be back next week. Thank you for listening to Manning the Watch on KCNR Radio.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.